Hi, this is Jill Podonsky, and this is a special episode of Amuse's Daydream Reality Version.
Whatever!
Because it's the holidays, and the holidays can be tough if you choose to spend it with a dysfunctional family. So this... Okay, that's enough. ...is the Dysfunctional Family Survival Guide for the Holidays, brought to you by... The Muse is in. If you regress as soon as a family member gives you a funny look, if you've ever been known to throw mashed potatoes, string beans, or dinner rolls across the table when a food fight wasn't on the agenda, if you think every year this will finally be the one where you are the change you want to see in the world, but instead you turn into the gravy you want to see on your turkey. Here are a few creative survival tips gathered from extensive studies from the Muses in laboratories, where empirical results were extracted from millions of subjects all over the world. Or it might have been something I made up, I forget which. Number one, pretend like you are spending the holiday with the family of a friend of yours instead of your own family. It can be entertaining, provide distance, and perhaps even be endearing. Or along the same lines, make believe you were observing the sequel to August Osage County, that film. Remember the one where Julia Roberts repeatedly tosses the F-bomb at the pitiful mother, Meryl Streep? That's the one. Just compare your family to that, and if it's worse, never mind. But you could try wearing a disguise, you know, one of those glasses with the big noses. But if you do that, make sure you have a straight face. Number two, whenever a family member pushes one of those, you know, those buttons saying that thing or behaving that way that makes you crazy and making you forget every gain you've ever paid for in years and years of therapy, have an automatic response ready. Here are some suggestions. A, say to yourself, well, bless their heart. Southern accents are particularly helpful here. Well, bless their heart. You could say it out loud to them. Well, bless your heart. B, think to yourself, my bodyguard will be here in a minute. Imagine handing your feelings over to your bodyguard and pay no attention to the offending party because things are going to be taken care of. C. If you can't avoid incoming verbal torment, just brush it off your body as if it were cat hair or cookie crumbs or gnats. For special effect, you could use a lint roller and wave it while the offending party is talking as if you're catching the debris before it lands on your mild demeanor, kind of like a sports event. D, while they are pushing all your sensitive buttons, just stare above their eyes in the middle of their forehead with a blank expression on your face. Stay in that position no less than 15 minutes after they've finished. E, when they are speaking, duck down as if allowing their verbal ickiness to simply fly over you and sparing you any reason to be anything other than Dolly Parton-like, or if you're a male, George Clooney-like, or maybe John Hamm-like, or Tom Hanks, or Brad Pitt, or Colin Firth. Sorry. Three. Just talk at the same time they are talking, but replace their words with ones you'd like to hear instead. Do this without hesitating every time they speak, even if they are speaking to someone else. Plan all the compliments you'd like to hear ahead of time. Here's an example. You might want to go to a hairdresser more often. Will sound like this. You might want to go to a hairdresser
more often. I love your hair.
Why don't we have any grandchildren? Will sound like this. Why don't we?
I love what you've done with your
grandchildren. And things to that effect. Four,
know that you are blessed with this dysfunctional family, because now you have something to write about. Those of us with messed up families are sometimes very creative, resilient, and oftentimes funny because of that. We are blessed. Number 5, spend the holidays with someone else or visit a friend in the hospital. People, life is short. 6, if any of these suggestions made you laugh, just bring them to mind during the difficult moments and try and remember the remarkable amount of blessings we have in this life, including our creative minds, the miracles of nature, art, music, shooting stars, and pumpkin pie. And if that doesn't work, just squirt whipped cream in your mouth straight from the can in front of everyone. That's it. That's the Dysfunctional Family Survival Kit for the holidays. I hope some of these things helped, and I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, a wonderful Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, whatever you don't celebrate. And if you think this might be helpful to someone else, please send it along. Otherwise, be kind to yourself and others. Take care. For ways to make time and keep creativity a priority in your life, check the show notes. This podcast was written, narrated, and imperfectly engineered by myself, Jill Bodonsky.